I am very grateful to this committee, to Imam Sahib, and that you have allowed this humble servant to come, and you have extended an invitation to me, and you've given me this opportunity that I can sit with you brothers and I can benefit from your company, because this is the real objective. The objective of me coming, my friends, it's good if we sort of look into our niyyah, intention, that everything is based on intention. Results and success is based on intention. So I would like to communicate and share with you the reason that I've come for. I would like to say to you that the reason for me coming here is one, to earn thawab, reward. And I've taken the means for thawab, for reward today, according to my capacity, my ability and the energy that I have, according to my health. I've gone on a journey, because in a journey there's a lot of reward. And then to sit in a gathering where people are gathered and we all sit down and we do the dhikr of Allah. And this is the reason why I've come, because there's a lot of thawab in this, alhamdulillah. And you also are included, alhamdulillah. And the person who is included in this gathering, this majma, cannot leave empty-handed. And if we continue and understand the point here, that there are invisible things that we cannot see with regards to thawab, reward. How does Allah give thawab? When? How much? In which way? We don't know. We don't know. There are many people gathered in many other places at this time. And many people, for example, leave the masjid, the house of Allah, and they will go to other places. And there will be other places where people are gathered. And we will also leave the masjid, just like others leave the masjid. And people will not feel any difference that we're just coming out of the place, the same place, and we're also leaving the same place. What's the difference? Yes, what have we done? What's the difference? We will also have to leave, and they will also leave the masjid. This is a gathering, and there are many other thousands of gatherings where people will leave the masjid, and different gatherings with different colors and different purposes and different intents. So how do we realize the difference? How do we realize the difference? What is the difference? What is the difference? That somebody will say to me, I'm leaving a masjid and you're leaving a masjid, or I've left some other function and I've enjoyed myself. What have you done? What have you achieved? How did you enjoy yourself? People can question us. What is the answer that I give? So tell the difference that you are saying you've achieved something, that we've got thawab and you're getting thawab. What's the difference? What's thawab? This is an important thing. Allah Ta'ala said this himself, that Jannah, paradise, that is a destination. Hellfire is a destination, subhanAllah. And this is the point here we need to understand, that the person who has iman, if he gets a waswasa, a whisper or a feeling, the person who has iman should not have any waswasa. But according to this generation that we are living in now, that we have fallen prey to the waswasa, and we are severely falling prey to this waswasa and whisper and doubt. The reason is that why don't we understand the reward of such a gathering? Such a majma. How do I know if I'm getting reward, if that person's got a, who's getting more reward? What's the difference, we say? There is a difference. One person's got a beard, and a person trims his beard, or shaves his beard, or cuts his beard, and he's living the same. What's the difference? Why have you got a beard? Why have I got a beard? He's got iman, and I've got iman. What's the difference? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the generation we're in today, isn't it? People say, you've got a beard and I don't have a beard and I'm still enjoying myself. What's the difference? Subhanallah. Because we have left the Qur'an. We have left the book of Allah. And when we've left the Qur'an, then we've left yaqeen. When we've left yaqeen, then shaitan has attacked us. And shaitan's first attack is that he injects the whispering and the doubts, the wasawis, into the heart and the mind of a person. Now these wasawis, my brothers, no amil, no magician can make them go away. No sorcerer can make them go away. No exorcist can make them go away. No doctor can cure. And in this day and age, when a person says waswasa, it's a very technical name that has been utilized, which is depression. So anyone you see who's a little bit off track, or he's saying things that are not usual, he's always got depression, mentally disturbed. This is it, isn't it? So this is a punishment for this reason, that the path that we had of hidayah, Qur'an, the book of Allah, we have turned away from that Qur'an. We just got a temporary link now with the Qur'an. We've read it, and mashallah, the hafidhin, they recite it in Ramadan, and somebody may read one juz every day. Okay, after a little while, say, let's look at the tafsir. But the maqsad, the objective of the Qur'an, subhanAllah, That one verse, if we read that verse, we should be lost in that verse. That if I don't bring that verse into my life, I shouldn't go on to the next verse. This is called reading the Qur'an. The Sahaba Karam used to read the Qur'an in this way, in this manner. Look at this. That they didn't have a maktab institutions, no Darul Uloom, no Hifz classes, nothing. SubhanAllah, they had Iman. They had Iman. They had strong belief and yaqeen and certainty. So this is the point that we need to understand. That just like I said, where did the discussion start from? What is it that we attain from this gathering? What will we not attain? How do we realize what we'll get? And the foundation, the fountain of mercy will tell us, SubhanAllah. One is the Qur'an that will guide, and one is the person of the Qur'an. SubhanAllah. The Qur'an and the Hadith. These are two guides that we have. And we need to see, for example, when we don't sit with an alim, or we don't sit with a scholar, or sit in a dars, or we don't attach ourselves to ta'aleem, we don't do tabligh, we don't sit in good gatherings, go to good company, we don't have the company of a wali of Allah, then how will we understand the Qur'an and the Hadith, my friends? My friends, if a person sits for ta'aleem for even 3 minutes, and alhamdulillah, what does he attain from the gathering? That he is collecting information. He's gathering information, and this information will tell you that they are the same. For example, somebody's got a beard that's correct length, somebody's trimmed beard or a cut beard, but when you get the information, then you'll understand the difference. So, the first nis here is this, that always try, always alhamdulillah, that wherever you have to get information from, wherever the information is being disseminated, then sit there with this niyyah, so that at least I can understand the difference that maybe in this day and age, that what is this person doing, what is he not doing, what am I doing? Anyway, as I said, that this is a gathering that we're in. Do we know what gathering we are sitting in at the moment? Do we know what is the value of this gathering, that I've come this far? The reason is this, that I sat with the Wali of Allah, and he opened up my mind that this is what you need to earn, so I understood what is the gathering of dhikr. Yes, but you have to sit in a gathering, isn't it, my friends? You have to get information. You have to gather the information. So this is the point, that alhamdulillah, that a person has a desire, when you realize something, that there's a lot of reward for an action, that for shaving the beard or trimming the beard, there's a lot of loss. And by keeping the beard, who is pleased, who is happy? SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. Who is happy when you keep the beard? Allahu Akbar. Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, Shafiul Muslimin, from whose hands, me, you, all of us, have to, inshallah, from his hands, what do we need to drink? Blessed and the water of Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, we need to take his intercession. We need to earn his intercession. And he said with pride, this is my ummati. So if I end my link with him today in this world, then with which face will I show him my face? How will I show him my face on the Day of Judgment? How will I face him? That if he says to me that you followed your nafs and desires and you trimmed your beard, you didn't realize that this is a sin or this is thawab, or this is a loss that you're earning. No, everyone did this and I did the same as well. I didn't know that, for example, if I kept the beard long or trimming it or shaving it, what do I get? I'm just giving an example. This is a big sin that is in our society today. Such a big sin that we cannot imagine that a person who will go to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a trimmed or shaven beard, and Rasulullah when he was living, when a person came to him, Rasulullah turned his face and said, get this person out of my company. I don't want that the Adab of Allah comes down, that his face is wretched, cursed. That's it, because you've got the information today. That if I don't leave this sin today, then tomorrow, which will come very quickly. What does it mean by tomorrow? When we say tomorrow, yeah, 4 hours. Yeah, a few hours in the morning will come. The sun will rise. And that there's also a tomorrow, that another life that will come tomorrow. And that's not far either. There's no guarantee when that's going to come very quickly. So if today I do tawbah on this point, that this was such a big sin, that you cannot trim your beard, you cannot keep it short, you cannot shave it. What? You need to keep the beard minimum 1 fist length. The person who doesn't have a beard minimum 1 fist length, then you have the information today that this will be the punishment. Okay? Do you understand? Now, this is a gathering about which I am telling you, why did I come? Why you sat down? Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, and bundles of alhamdulillah, that you're sitting here, congratulations. You coming to this gathering, congratulations. You are so fortunate. You are so fortunate, every one of you, that you cannot imagine. Every single one of you is so fortunate, so much so that you can imagine, that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great reward in this gathering. Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to a gathering. It was such a gathering. In the hadith it stated, and you will have read Fazail Amal, and this is a normal, a common hadith. No, I'm not going to go into lengthy detail on the hadith, just the summary, the concise points. So Rasulullah went to a gathering, and there was a gathering where people were sat down, the Sahaba, and Rasulullah stopped. And this was in that generation at the time of the Sabah. Quran was being revealed, Wahi was coming, revelation, information Allah was sending, Jibreel Islam would come, and Deen was being made, knowledge was being made, and all of those great individuals being prepared that no generation after that could have the great people like them. And what was their greatest ibadah through which they were being made as the greatest of human beings? There was one big ibadah they had. What was that? Subhanallah. To see the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whoever saw the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, until Qiyamah, he's the greatest of human beings. No one can compare. Stamp of approval. Radiallahu anhu. Allah is pleased with them. So the mujahidah you did, what did you do? What did you not do? Nothing. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared this, that he was the Nabi, and he was the Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets. And to see him, to do his ziyarah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you got the title of sahabi, and iman would go to the heights, that after that, no other iman equivalent could come, that jamaat was present, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam was coming from the heavens, the decision was being made, the deen was being made, Rasulullah sallam was there, the generation to walk around, to see the Prophet sallam was an ajeeb, brilliant generation and time, the Quran was being revealed, tafsir, commentary of the Quran, verses were coming. And at that time, Rasulullah went past a gathering and he saw what was going on, what was happening, what was being earned. What a great piece of information that's being communicated to us from that time. So when Rasulullah looked at that gathering, there were companions there, normal companions, with torn clothes, poor, downtrodden, didn't have anything to their name, poverty. And when Rasulullah saw the gathering, according to the hadith, the meaning of the hadith I'm sharing with you, Rasulullah said, "Why are you sat here? Why you sat here?" And this hadith, if we look at this hadith, then look at the style of the hadith, which will tell us the importance, the criticality, that how did Rasulullah address the Sahaba? He was surprised and he was a little bit shocked. That why you sat here? What has made you sit here? What are you doing here? They were a bit surprised and taken aback, the Sahaba ikram. And they were listening, the Rasulullah was asking them questions, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are just doing the dhikr of Allah. Just remembering Allah, subhanallah." And on top of that, they said the reason for doing dhikr. They were saying the reason, that we are remembering Allah. Why? Because we have understood Islam, that Allah has given us Islam, Allah has given us deen, Allah has made us your ummati, your prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of these things we've got in our mind, such a great reward, and this is such a great favor and karam of Allah ta'ala on us, such a great mercy, that we are repaying, trying to repay the favor to Allah, and the greatest method that we have is the dhikr of Allah. Is the dhikr of Allah. So from here, one thing is proven, every person who has iman, if he has qadr for his iman and Islam, if he has qadr and value and appreciation, subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala could have made us born as not a Muslim, as a fire worshipper, or as a person, a non-believer who doesn't have iman. I could have been worshipping a snake or animals, etc. I could have been doing shirk. But alhamdulillah, we are the same. Everyone else is human being. They have the mouth and the lips and the stomach and the lungs, everything. So is this not the karam of Allah, the mercy of Allah? Is this Allah Ta'ala, not Allah Ta'ala's great favor on us? Tell me, is this not the case? And despite this, that one moment we don't get an opportunity to think about that Allah Ta'ala has created us, that how comes I was a Muslim, how did Allah Ta'ala make me an ummati, and the Quran has come to me, and Ramadan comes to me, and I understand what is Ramadan, Allah's rahmah has descended on me, and I've got children, etc. This is such a great result, that all of the universe, everything that Allah Ta'ala has given, all the ni'mas, but Allah Ta'ala says that nothing in the universe can compare even to an atom's weight to iman. And this is another topic that we could divert. I don't want to touch it. What is ni'mah and how is a ni'mah made? Yes, we say ni'mah is money and wealth and status, etc. But I won't say anything after that. The real ni'mah, we have not understood what is ni'mah. What is the real ni'mah? We don't understand what is the favor of Allah, the gift of Allah. So Islam, iman, which is inside me and you, this is such a great ni'mah, such a great ni'mah, that we will realize the qadr of this, the value of this, when our eyes close, when we pass away, that this was Islam. So if only that time we think that this was what Allah Ta'ala gave, we should start thinking today, my friends. And the second point, the second message, that we need to do an action. If you understand what I'm saying, do you remember the first point I made? You remember what I'm saying? The first point, and now the second point. Myself, that Allah Ta'ala, what He's making me think and say, I'm telling you, I didn't come prepared, and I will do the same as well. I will implement. I am not separate to you. I'm the same as you. I'm a student. I am in need. Why is Allah Ta'ala giving me this reward? Allah is giving me this reward that whoever for my sake does an action, Allah says, then I send my rahmas to that person. So I am earning something. As I said, I've come for my benefit. I've not come here to deliver a speech or a lecture or formality. I'm a fakir. I'm just simple. Am I not benefit? I am. Before this, I didn't have this amal that I'm telling you now. Subhanallah. I didn't have this amal that I'm sat here speaking to you. So Allah's extreme grateful I should be that Allah's given me this opportunity. Within the second point I come to you, that we should make a habit, solid habit, remember this, that any time in the day, whenever it's a good time, when a person's about to go to sleep on his bed, or when he wakes up from bed and he's isolated on his own, make this a proper habit in your life. That for a second, even for 1 minute, you sit down and you be grateful to Allah, that Allah, you've given me iman. Shakartum lazidannakum. Remember the Quran gives a guarantee that the iman, if you do shukr of this iman today, even equivalent to an atom's weight of a speck of dust, then for example, if a person done zina and he's alcoholic and he's a bandit and a gangster and he's stolen, he's got so many sins, but don't leave this action. If you keep this action ongoing, then you will die as a wali of Allah if you are grateful every day for the iman that Allah has given. Allah says, lazidannakum, la in shakartum lazidannakum. Isn't it? So a person who, if a thief or a zani, even if you appreciate that Allah, I've still got iman, even though I'm a sinner, that at least this iman will take me to success in the hereafter, it will take me out to hellfire, even if I'm the last person. Even if I'm the last person. So with iman, the man or woman, if they do shukr, if they're grateful, my friends, then the halat, the condition of that person will become very great indeed. This is the real article. Think, we need to change our thoughts, improve our thoughts and actions. Will we do this, my brothers? This is a real promise. Proper promise. So 2 points now, you've understood with the fadl of Allah, very valuable. How long did it take? Always we run around, iman, I need to strengthen it. What a great action that, how do we strengthen iman? If we don't protect our iman, then we'll lose iman. So this is a hadith that is proving here that the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we just sat down. And we sat here, we're remembering Allah for this reason, that Allah has given us iman, and Allah has given me the gift of iman, and the favor of iman. So Allah says, fine. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listened and said, is this the reason you're sitting and doing dhikr for this reason? Then what a beautiful style of response Rasulullah gave. He said, I swear by Allah, you are sat here for this reason? You are only here for this reason? That's it? And Hajib Hadith, a beautiful hadith and discussion. Rasulullah was surprised that, I swear by Allah, you are sat here for this? And they said, yeah, Rasulullah, yes, we're sat here just to remember Allah. So just like you understand and feel the difference that you are doing this action and leaving home. He says, I'm leaving home, I'm doing this action, I was doing other things and somebody bought this and I did this and we sat down, we had a good laugh, and you're leaving, what will you say? And how your praise and the direction will change for you. So much sakina and peace. And look at the difference in the two gatherings. The person who's sitting to remember Allah and those who aren't. Such a big amal this must be, the dhikr of Allah, the gathering to remember Allah. How great an amal it must be. The Allah's Nabi said, I swear by Allah, that this is such a great action that you were doing. You're sat here for this reason. This is why you gathered together, to remember Allah. So the Ashab Akram said, Ya Rasul, we swear by Allah. And they swore as well. And said, they said, we did this amal. We're remembering Allah. We've done the dhikr of Allah. At that time, they were maybe ignorant. They didn't understand that what action they had done. So then the information came from the heavens. As I said, this was a different generation. Constant communication from Allah. Constant, so that the communication could be delivered to us this many years after, so that we could also start to do amal. And what was the communication? They swore by Allah, Ya Rasulullah, we are sat here just for this reason, to do dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah said, don't worry, no, it's okay. I'm not saying that you're not doing this, or I'm not happy this, you've been taken aback. But let me tell you something. My sahaba, that Jibreel alayhi salam came, subhanallah, the angel Jibreel, and he gave me a unique message that there's a jamaat sitting in a certain place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud amongst his angels about that gathering. Allahu Akbar, say subhanallah. So they, the sahaba kiram, I said, Ya Jibreel, what is their amal? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating to his special angels in the heavens that he is happy with that jamaat. And the mufassirin, the commentators have written that the reason for this, the meaning of this, that jamaat, they're doing such a great action that Allah ta'ala is proud of them. So imagine how high is their status. What will be the maqam in Jannah, in paradise? And all of their deeds, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have accepted their deeds. So to be proud, for Allah to be proud, and this is Allah Ta'ala who's proud. So there must be some great action that those Sahaba were doing. So Rasulullah said that Allah Ta'ala is proud in the heavens, and he's mentioned to his special angels that he's proud of you. So you must be accepted. So why is Allah Ta'ala selected this gathering? What was the gathering? What was the action? They were sat in a gathering doing the dhikr of Allah. So what will we do, my friend? Say subhanallah. Now, have you seen the reward now? Do you understand the difference now? Do you understand? There's such a big difference between those gatherings where there are bulbs and lights and ayashi and enjoyment, and here we sat in a small masjid. And mashallah, there are a lot of you brothers that we're grateful to Allah that in this day and age of negligence and unawareness, there must have been an announcement that there'll be dhikr in the masjid, and such a great gathering, and people have come. So there's a great gathering, lots of people. On that basis, that today the generation that we're passing through, that this is a very big gathering. If we look at the ratios and numbers, so Allah Ta'ala will be proud in the heavens today amongst His angels. I'm proud of these people. In this country, in this location, we've left such attractions. We've left our nafs, our desires, and our inclinations, and we're sat here to do the dhikr of Allah. Allah is proud that look here, these people are sat here to remember me. So this is information that's come to us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that look here, that such a big reward Allah Ta'ala has given. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Now the Quran announces. Ajeeb announcement in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is speaking in the Quran to us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. وَصَبِّبُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَةُ لِيُخْرِجُوا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So look at the Quran, how the Quran speaks about dhikr. Alhamdulillah, oh people of Iman, Allah Ta'ala says. Alhamdulillah, we are all what? People of Iman. Alhamdulillah, Azeem. Allah's Nabi says to listen to His hukum in the Quran. We'll accept one, we will listen, won't we? So information is coming to us from the verse direct. Allah says, oh people of Iman, you have got Iman, so what should you do? Allah Ta'ala says, do the dhikr of Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Remember me abundantly, high quantity. Allah Ta'ala says, yusabbihu bukratan wasila. In the morning you should remember me. Your morning should not be empty. You should be filled with the dhikr of Allah. And in the evening, bukratan wasila. You should also remember Allah Ta'ala in the evening, in the night. Both parts of the day, extremes. Who is saying this? Allah Rabbul Kareem. And how is He saying it? He's told us in the Quran Hakim. Which Quran? There's no greater kitab than this. And this is hadaya for us the whole life. So if we leave Allah Ta'ala's order, then we leave guidance. If we listen to Allah, then we take guidance. And we take success. This is the case, isn't it? If we listen to Quran, then we listen to Allah. If we leave the words of the Quran, then we have left Allah Ta'ala's guidance. So Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Allah Ta'ala is not saying here, Allah Ta'ala is not saying here that, Allah Ta'ala hasn't said that, for example, if you do dhikr, then leave dars, or leave being a teacher, if you do dhikr, then leave giving the addresses or the speeches, or if you do dhikr, then leave tabligh, or if you do dhikr, then leave ta'lim. Allah Ta'ala is not saying this. Allah is not saying that do dhikr and cease other activities, no. Allah is saying do everything in parallel. All actions carry them out in your life. Whatever is your career path, your occupation, continue that. Work hard on that, but ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Whatever is your career path, occupation, but don't forget the dhikr of Allah. Don't leave the dhikr of Allah. Work hard on this. Allah Ta'ala says, no excuse, I do this and that, I don't have to do dhikr. No. Continue past and do dhikr in the morning and in the evening. Sahaba Ikram, they did this. The noble companions. And now, is there anyone greater mubalik than them? Was there any greater speaker than the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Any greater speakers than the Sahaba Ikram? No. The whole Quran is filled with the direction of doing dhikr. So our mornings and evenings should not be devoid of dhikr of Allah, not be empty. Allah Ta'ala's special secrets must be kept at this time in the action of dhikr. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Yusabbihu bukratu wasila. Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. Why should you do it? Allah Ta'ala says, why? Why? For this reason. The Rabb, your Lord, your Allah desires yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu. The Allah Ta'ala says, you're doing dhikr, you're remembering me, will take you to that height, to that status, that Allah will then send rahmah and mercy upon you. You won't be empty, the reward is coming. We are being told the tariqah, the method, and then on top of that, the reward is being told that you won't be empty, handed due to dhikr. Why? يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. That your Rabb will send ni'mah upon you, and malaik will send rahmah upon you as well, the angels. What a great statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Information of dhikr Allah Ta'ala is giving here. So should we leave dhikr, my friends? No, imagine here the greatness of dhikr. What a great cheap bargain, cheap transaction for us. Malaik, the rahmah of the malaika, the angels. One hadith I will explain to you, I present in your service, that this gathering that we're sat in, so Allah Ta'ala has released the angel CID group, special group of angels who go to observe and seek out the gatherings of dhikr. And they're all dhakir, those angels. They're looking out for gatherings of dhikr in the world. And they wander around the world, they fly around the world. They can't see the gatherings of dhikr. Where will they find them? But when they see that when people are sat down to do the dhikr for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's name, and they're about to do dhikr, and dhikr is about to start, then those angels swoop down. Oh, they sat there. And then they call out. This is hadith. Come, come, friends. Come, come. Because then the words reverberate around the world. Come, come. Why are you around, looking around in America, Australia, India, Italy, Pakistan? Everywhere they're wandering around. But that's their duty, flying around, looking down. Then they call out to each other. Come, come, friends, come. Don't waste your time. I found a place. There's some dhakir. There's a little masjid. And it's a Masjid Umar. And there's a little gathering there. And there's a lot of people who have gathered there. And there's a man who will come. They will say, let's do dhikr of Allah. And they all sat there. And we have now achieved our objective, the duty Allah Ta'ala gave to us. We found that gathering. Subhanallah. This hadith information I'm giving to you. Is information coming to your minds now? Then what happens? Whose information is this? About this gathering that we're sat in. As I said to you, I've come to earn thawab. So look at the thawab that we're getting now. So the angels call out to each other. The angels come down. They swoop down. The hadith is stated, when the angels start to gather around, collect and gather around and amass and amass and amass and amass and amass, so many angels come together. It states that hundreds of thousands of angels are around this masjid. Hundreds of thousands. Now imagine this, that so much busyness, so many angels, that hundreds of thousands are coming in this masjid, which is small and around it. Their number is so much that from the earth all the way up to the sky, to the heavens, those angels climb upon each other, gather around each other, and amass around each other. That's how many angels there are. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala make our iman the iman of yaqeen. When a person hears this, I swear by Allah, he should cry and become mad. Allah, this is the mercy you're sending on me? This is the mercy, your favor and your mercy upon me, ya Mawla? Was I worthy of this? From the heavens to the earth, from the land to the skies, the whole space is filled with the angels who are looking for this gathering of dhikr. So if there are so many angels, then imagine their rahmah that will come down. Imagine their rahmah. They must imagine the rewards that will descend when this feeling comes, and all of the angels are climbing, are messing, surrounding this gathering to the skies, and everything's invisible. We can't see Jannah, Jahannam, the angels, but we have more yaqeen than if we were able to see. We have more yaqeen than that this has come. Iman has come, hadith has come, amana wa sadaqna. We accept, we believe. Then we have more yaqeen than seeing these things. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is happening with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's mercy. Otherwise I would never come. Why should I come? I could sit at home, speak with my family, meet my friends, and have Sunday lunch, etc. Eat, enjoy. No, forget all of that. Let's travel. Let's allow the angels to come and look for us and gather around. Is there any guarantee of life? What's going to happen? That the amount of people will invite people, the more people come, the more reward I will get. And whoever made effort for this, they will get thawab as well. So these actions, when we make effort and we make a gathering, we try that we should do such an action, dhikr of Allah, then obviously they will get more thawab. They'll get much more thawab than asul. They'll get the thawab for arranging the gathering, for honoring the gathering and hosting the gathering. So this is the rahmah of the angels now. Then what will be the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me present a small hadith to you that we are desperately in need of Allah's rahmah. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is the greatest. I'll tell you one rahmah of Allah, one mercy of Allah, which has been mentioned in the hadith, subhanAllah, with regards to rahmah that Allah Ta'ala gives for the gathering of dhikr. That as soon as this gathering will conclude, look, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, what will it be? Soon as this gathering will conclude and we'll leave this gathering, then suddenly an angel will call out in the whole of the universe. He will call out clearly, what? And who will he address? Me and you. And we'll be listening. We'll be listening. And our ruh will be in need of this. Such an announcement. You know when adhan is called, adhan, it vibrates and it reverberates everywhere around. And sometimes you don't need the speaker in your house that you hear it. As soon as it's salah time, a person becomes a little bit anxious and desperate for salah. That's Allah Ta'ala's adhan that is calling the musalli to salah. Look at the calls out. So sometimes you sat down, you feel like, oh, I won't be going to do the action. For example, you're sitting here, this was Allah's call that called you, announced to you, for you to come and listen and to sit down. So this is what we're seeing and hearing. So that angel will call out, and what announcement he'll have, Allah will give him power and energy, and then he calls out the congratulations when the gathering will conclude. Congratulations, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Guaranteed forgiveness. Hey, I give you a guarantee on this point. Whichever individual is here in the gathering right now, And he is hopeful, I'm hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah mercy, because Allah Ta'ala has given technology and science. That wherever my words are being delivered in the world right now, because mashallah, my words, they're being communicated around the world. This is the system we have. Wherever, Zimbabwe, Canada, America, California, everywhere my voice is going, if the women are sitting there, men and women, and they're listening, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a mercy that Allah Ta'ala has allowed this to spread. And maybe there are women who have got a system, maybe this message, there's a system, a PA system, and women are listening. Wherever these words are being delivered and people are listening and they have joined in this gathering, they are getting the same reward. They have joined into this gathering. Allah's rahmah and mercy is for them also. Imagine Allah's rahmah, how Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive people. Now in here, if a waswasa comes, no, I won't get this reward. Forget the whispering of shaitan. Allah's rahmah is massive. Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy, look at it. Don't worry that you won't get it. Even a thief or a bandit, a gangster, sinner. No, I've done many sins. But Allah Ta'ala says, if you are grateful, that when you leave this gathering, that me and you, we will be forgiven. We should be grateful to Allah, that Allah, after today I will not leave salah. I'm grateful for this gathering given me. After today I will not trim or cut my beard. Your orders that don't do this action, I'll leave the action. That's when I'll be successful. I won't consume haram. That Allah Ta'ala has forgiven, and this person has appreciated the bakshish. I swear by Allah that until the qabr, that person will continue as a forgiven person right up to his grave. Because Allah Ta'ala, when he delivers the rewards, he doesn't take them back as long as the human being doesn't waste them. So tell me, can we get a bigger chance of this? There was a janazah today. Yesterday there was a janazah. The other day, all our masjids, these big masjids, there are janazahs every day. Ask the people, can you call them back? That did you ever get this gathering where you were forgiven? Call them. Ask them, can you? Will they be able to confirm? That ask the people in your home, can you write to them who have passed away? That so many people who are there now who have passed away, who never had such a gathering, the way it was announced at the end of the gathering, I've forgiven you. So today, if I'm attaining this, if a woman is attaining this, or someone through the internet, through the intercom, through the microphone, through the speaker, then, for example, she should promise that I will never leave parda after today. I will not do fasad in my homes. And the orders that have been sent to me, the orders for me to serve my husband and my children, etc., I will fulfill them. Doesn't matter what zulm is being done on me. That I will observe and practice the ahkams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man and woman. And a man should say with his iman that Allah, I was sinful before today, and you give me such a reward today that I couldn't understand before today, that I couldn't even believe that Allah, you forgive me. A person who has doubt in this, then he has doubt on the Quran, he has the doubt on hadith, and he has doubt on his iman. He should prepare for the punishment and the consequences. He should correct his iman. A person who has doubt on these things that we've discussed today, remember this. And the person who's forgiven, who understands and realizes he's forgiven after today, me and you, we should promise that we will save ourselves from sins. We'll leave the sins, because sins will spoil us. So do we promise to leave the sins? MashaAllah. And the third point are three things, alhamdulillah. So where Allah Ta'ala says that wherever you sat and listening, you are being forgiven if you are involved and gathered in this gathering. But after some hours, for example, when a person passes away, and a person who, even if his last breath isn't drawn, then he starts to get punished because he was ungrateful. People get beats and punishments, and that person gets such a punishment, he forgets all of the sins he did in the world. Because Allah Ta'ala says those angels who come to extract the ruh of the sinful people, the people who are not good, then they start screeching, is anyone there to help? But there's nobody to help. It's too late. Think about the future. Think about the time that's about to come. Allahu Akbar. What a great karam and mercy of Allah. I say that such a great favor of Allah, my friends, that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven us today. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. And that we weren't even capable of this, worthy of this. So we should try to protect this. We should try to preserve this. Brothers, grab hold of this. We've got a chance to live. We don't know how long is our life. We could be sat down. People who are taking tablets and blood pressure and diabetes, and young people, old people, no guarantee. I've seen 18-year-old youths dying. I've seen 14-year-old children in accidents dying. Yesterday, a 13-year-old girl, she was sat down. She passed away. Why? But she came, sat down. She said, there's a pain in my leg. And today, may Allah Ta'ala give her Jannah, paradise. She was the daughter of a friend, and she had pain in her leg. And happens in children, okay, daughter, take paracetamol. She didn't even take the paracetamol. After 3 minutes, she had passed away and reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is life. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. That how many people get this message of forgiveness, that you are forgiven, my friends? How many people? No, not many people get this good news in the world. So those people are getting this today who are sat in this majma, in this gathering. Do you have yaqeen on this? Inshallah. Then have value for this. He's promised that after today, we will not waste this opportunity, that we will take this action till our graves. When will the grave come to us? We will not waste this opportunity. We will fulfill our actions 100%. Those actions Allah Ta'ala has told us to stop, we'll leave them. Those He told us to do, we'll do them. We'll correct our appearances, our faces, our seerah, our lifestyle, our akhlaq, our manners. Do all those actions that Allah Ta'ala likes. We'll make effort, yes. But one point I'd like to tell you, another point, a fourth thing, subhanAllah. That insan, we are insan. We're not angels, are we? So what is our gathering for? Yes, how were we made? How were we formed? We came from impurity. We were formed from purity. And for example, on the soil, people throw impurities. And tell me that we've come from impurity and we will go back into the soil. So we are stuck with our thoughts and our desires and every move and turn. People think about sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidance. Now let's speak to Allah. All this gathering, let's speak to Allah. That Allah, you've forgiven us. But what guarantee do we have that nafs and shaitan, you've given to us. They're with us. What if I sin again tomorrow? Then what will I do? That I could go back towards the sin. That Allah ta'ala, my forgiveness will have gone. Then Allah ta'ala replies that, why do you fear? For this I've told you that if you sin again, you repeat sin, then again, repent again and I will forgive you again. Subhanallah. Then your tawbah will be accepted again, you'll be forgiven again. This is such a beautiful cure for this. Say subhanallah. And that I will walk out of here big-headed today, broad shoulders. I'm not going to sin today. I'm not going to look at the women after today or the girls today. I'm not going to open my phone and do fasad. And we'll say this, won't we? And then nafs and shaitan will say, oh, you're insan. You'll do all of these wrong things. But do one action. That if you want to be a true human being, shaitan even makes you do sin at straight away, immediately at that time. Don't go further. Don't go into the masjid. Don't do wudu. Straight away stand there and finish off that sin. There are three elements of tawbah. Number one, that Allah, I'm very remorseful and I regret, please forgive me. Second point, at that time leave that sin. And the third thing, Allah Ta'ala, I promise I won't do this sin again. And Allah will forgive you and forget your sins. Allah is Rahim. Allah knows everything about His human being. Allah says, okay, fine, I forgive you. Look, Allah Ta'ala is so Rahim that you've said so many things and promises. Allah says, I forgive you and you'll get a new lease of life and forgiveness at that time. Subhanallah. So will we do this, my brothers? Yes, we should. Do you understand the point? While we gathered, you have awoken now. Yes, say loudly what you've learned. Or am I just repeating one of the things? So I'm not wasting my time, am I? You're listening to what I'm saying? So how many points today? 4 points, mashallah. 4 in English. Jar, 4. Now let's go further. Alwa. Okay, let's progress, mashallah. So now, mashallah, you're giving me all the rules because I have to do these actions with the fadl of Allah. Ha, what a great gathering I've come to. There was forgiveness. And Allah's given us a method of bakhshish, forgiveness. What is that, my brothers? Yes, was this a test I'm asking you? What is it? You don't know? Revise? Repeat? Tawbah? Straight away you do tawbah, no problem. I know those who don't understand, I ask again, then I explain. Because mashallah, all students sitting here, I'm not a wali Allah that I've come from the heavens, a kutab abdala sat in front of you. I'm a student as well. I am like the dust on your shoes. I'm a normal person, I'm a sinner, I've come here to achieve my objective, Allah forgive me, I'm sitting with pious people around me. So what do we need to do? If we sin, what do we need to do? Repent. Do tawbah straight. What's the tariqah, the method? Straight away tawbah. Immediately, who do we speak to? To Mawlana Sahib? To Mufti Sahib? To Rabb Allah. Mufti Sahib is far. Mufti Sahib is far. Maut can come. Alim Sahib is far. Maut can come. Hazrat Sahib is far. Maut can come. But Rabb says, I am very close to you. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. Speak to me, address me, call out to me, I'll reply to you. As soon as your iman increases, and you start to speak, alhamdulillah, as your iman increases, then you will start to hear the reply as well. Subhanallah. You'll feel the response. Allah Ta'ala speaks to His servants. Me and you, we read the Quran, and look at Wali Allah who's close to Allah. The Quran responds to that person. And we're different because He has made effort and He has strengthened His iman, purified His mind. He's not done anything special, some black magic. Yes, do you understand? We want to be like this. Do we want to achieve this? So, subhanAllah, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira huwa allazi yusalli alaykum ala tariz wa malaikatahu. So we spoke about these points now, morning and evening. Do dhikr and kathira, morning and evening, and the angels, the rahmah, wa kana bil mu'minina rahima. A beautiful point here. Allah Ta'ala is praising who? What is Allah Ta'ala praising here? Dhikr, the action of dhikr. Yes, Allah Ta'ala is praising the action of His dhikr. Allah says, do my dhikr. If you do my dhikr, the rahmah will come. Angels will send their rahmah. Bakshish will come. Forgiveness. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا لِيُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلْمَةِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْ Yes, لِيُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلْمَةِ إِلَى النُّورِ Allah Ta'ala says, big statement. What? That dhikr of Allah, if you remember me, what will it do? What's the benefit of dhikr? Is that your sins that are stuck to you all of the sins and the curse from the sins and the wretchedness from the sins, internally and externally, what does it become? Rahim, mercy, subhanallah. What does it become? What makes it? My brothers, what does it make? What does it become? Dhikr makes it Rahim, subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says that the dhikr, my dhikr is a great action. How many people do dhikr? How many? No, nobody does it. So make a decision today, otherwise I won't let anybody go today. You have to promise that we will do dhikr in our lives. Otherwise, I wouldn't be giving emphasis. Nobody can leave this door without doing dhikr of Allah, promising that they'll do dhikr. I tell you this now. I'm Faruqi. I'm from the offspring of Hazrat Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu. So I can push as well. I can also show the energy. Listen, Allah Ta'ala says, I will take you out of the darkness into the light. Allah Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says that bring the sins up to the skies, I will wash them away with dhikr. And I won't just wash them away, إِلَى النُّورِ, I will transform it into nur, such light, subhanallah, such nur, that on the day of judgment when you'll be walking, the nur will be in front of you and behind you, in front of you and behind you. And you, subhanallah, will get the benefit of that nur. That just one amal I'm speaking of, what is that amal? That the people have left this action. No one cares about dhikr. What is dhikr? I do dhikr on my own. I don't need to do the gathering of dhikr, attend the majlis. I pray salah, I read the Quran. That's dhikr. We don't need to do any other dhikr. That's fine. But what dhikr is Allah Ta'ala speaking about here? Specific. Not the Quran, not salah, not hajj, not umrah, not tabligh. Nothing else. This dhikr is something else that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. Shall I tell you this? From this verse I will tell you. That the pious elders, what dhikr are they speaking about? I'm not talking about salah. I'm not talking about hajj and umrah. This is the tasbihat. I'm not talking about tasbihat, holding a rosary bead. I'm not talking about subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar. This is something greater than this. Let me explain this to you now, so that you understand what I'm saying. That this is not the normal dhikr of tasbih. No, this is not the dhikr Allah Ta'ala is mentioning. The I do tasbih, subhanallah, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm speaking higher grade than this. Isn't it what Allah said? Yes. So we'll speak a bit openly today, honestly. So, what is the dhikr Allah Ta'ala is mentioning? What a great reward. Allah Ta'ala says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So clear, Allah says, there was darkness, and you give an answer. There's a difference when you're in the darkness, isn't it? When the light comes, so when the bulb is switched on in the dark room, like we're in this room now, and suddenly darkness comes, and scorpions come out, snakes, and spiders, and dangerous creatures, and coolies. But when the light comes on, you can see everything. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will put the light on in your heart due to dhikr that you will see clearly. This is sin, this is haram, this is wrong, and you will not go close to the action. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. The person who does dhikr, he's so careful of doing dhikr. So cautious when he does dhikr. He won't touch sood, interest. Yes? Why? Because he has nur in the heart and the nur is telling him that this is sugar-coated, this tablet. The interest, there's no interest. There's scorpions and snakes and pythons and serpents. He'll never put his hand on haram. Only that person puts a hand on haram who's blind. So, we won't be, if we are not doing dhikr, then we are blind. And if we don't have the bulb, then we are blind. So how can I say that I'm saved, I'm fine, I pray salah. Allah Ta'ala says, light, bring light into your heart. And how will that come? Through only one action. What is that? Say loudly, dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu. Now you understand what I'm saying. Let's move ahead. Let's progress forward. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah said a unique thing here now. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need your dhikr, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, in Punjabi, I'm speaking to you, understand Punjabi? Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need your dhikr, that you're praising me and you're doing my dhikr. Zayd will do dhikr and Bakr will do dhikr. Allah says, if you want to see my dhikr, then all I have to show you, Allah says, I don't have to say much, that just go to the tree, every leaf of the tree does my dhikr, Allah says. Every leaf. Go to a small spider and see how he's doing my dhikr. Subhanallah. No one in the universe, no power, nothing can remain that is not doing my dhikr. Everything is doing my dhikr. Subha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. Says, who do you think you are, a human being, that you start doing dhikr and you think you've achieved a lofty status? This is the reality of wakana bil mu'mineen rahima. Your connection is with my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I love you, O Muslimin. I am proud of you, and I ignore your wrongdoings, oh foolish people. I'm giving you the greatest reward, Rahima. The ulama, the respected scholars, will explain to you that what is Rahim. Allah is Rahim. This quality of Allah, the attribute. This, especially for the mu'mineen, this is higher than Rahman. Allah is Rahim. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala said, Rahman. Allah is saying, Rahim, the highest grade of mercy. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The iman you've got. How? Allah Ta'ala says, I have love for you that I I'm giving you dhikr. It is such a great reward. It is such a great reward that I've given to you, that my rahmah, from my mercy, I'm giving this to you. Otherwise, you are not capable. That anything is, anyone, nobody is capable in the universe to do my dhikr, to mention my name. Do you know that my asma'ul husna, that my names, no one can dare to recite them unless they have my permission beforehand, Allah Ta'ala says. Who can dare to say the name of Allah? So great is the name of Allah, to repeat the name of Allah, to recite the name of Allah. Ta'ala says, I love you, and due to Iman, you have such a great link with my Habib, you are part of his ummah. And for this reason, I'm proud of you, that you have a link with my Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So I give you ijaza, permission to do dhikr, so that you, subhanAllah, what is the point here now? This is the praise of dhikr that Allah Ta'ala is doing. So that you, due to this dhikr, you can protect your iman. Subhanallah. Okay. So that you can attain good deeds to do in your life, and so that your deeds are accepted in the court of Allah. This is all a result of dhikr. So that you get complete iman. So that you attain taqwa, fear of Allah. And that so you can reach to the level of ihsan. You become so good that you become close to Allah, qareeb to Allah, near to Allah. And this is the meaning of Rahim that the pious elders have done the commentary. That's why I'm giving you the permission to do dhikr. Allah says, otherwise, why do I need to give you such a great reward? That you are doing my dhikr, you think you're capable of doing my dhikr, Allah says? Allah says, my dhikr is so great that elevates a person to the highest grade, that his iman is protected due to dhikr. He gets good deeds, opportunity to do in life. He gets the opportunity to do tawbah, repent. And his good deeds are accepted due to dhikr. Subhanallah. And he attains taqwa and he attains ikhlas. And he gets to the status, the stage of ihsan, as if he's seeing Allah. Yes? Oh, if we cannot do that, then at least Allah Ta'ala is seeing us. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, those who do my dhikr are alive, and those who don't do dhikr are not alive. You are not alive, Allah says, if you do not remember me. And you make excuses. You make excuses. I will conclude my discussion here. We could speak a lot, so we'll have to do a bit of dhikr. So I'll come back to this verse, and I come to the objective. The point that I said in the beginning, that this is the Quran, this is the hadith, that what is the dhikr Allah has mentioned? Do you understand now the reward? That what a great action is dhikr, and it's so important, essential for us to do dhikr of Allah in our lives. What's the status of dhikr? That's why Allah Ta'ala says, those who don't remember me are not alive, they are dead. They're not alive, because they don't remember me. So now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, how do we do a dhikr? That Allah Ta'ala hasn't given all rewards on his dhikr. Listen here now. So I bring you towards this verse. So for what reason do we get the rewards? Subhanallah, listen to the verse. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. There are two conditions Allah has placed here for doing dhikr. Do you understand the reward? If we want the reward, there are two conditions. First condition, first criteria, not dhikr. Dhikr, Allah says dhikran kathira, say subhanallah. That's right. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say dhikr, tasbih, 12 tasbih, 4 tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Allah says, no, this is not the dhikr I'm telling you to do. Don't count subhanallah. What is the word here? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. O people of iman, you've got iman. And iman isn't that a person counts, I've done dhikr this many times, I've done 2 or 5 or 10. This is not the quality of a believer. The human being, the makhluk, this is not their status, that they count and count and remember Allah, subhanallah. No. So you shouldn't count and put them in your pocket. How many notes you got? This many. Go count at home, because I don't want the thief to take the notes. Yes, Allah's name. Oh, let's say I've done 10, 5. Yeah, we don't count the notes, but we count the amount of beads we do. Dhikr, I've done 3 times, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, are you the creation of Allah? What are you? Human being? Is this your link with Allah? Allah says, is this how strong your link with me is? That you count, that for example, you eat 4 or 5 chickens and chapatis and food and biryani. You don't count at that time. Whatever food's put in front of you, you wipe it away. You say, still I'm still hungry. Is there any more food? We go to feasts and we shout out, may Allah forgive. And people say that, look, for example, we don't leave the chicken legs and we eat the meat and we have so much food, we don't count, and the stomach's full and we still drink Coke. Where's the Coke bottle? And after drinking, we'll put it in our pocket. I'll go into the car and drink some afterwards. We're never satisfied, we're never filled up. Isn't this our standard? But Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah's ni'mas are coming, food, money, Allah allows us to sleep, sit down, urinate, go and excrete. If we cannot urinate, what would you do? You drink Coke, you can't urinate. There are people in hospital and they've got the tubes because they cannot urinate because they're ill. Do you know tomorrow what's going to happen to you? Allah says, you're taking my ni'mah and you're not grateful. And so inside, you've put the food. So who will take it out? Allah says, I allow the excrement to come out. I will allow the byproducts come out. Say subhanallah. Say it loudly. What's happening to you? You're remembering Allah and you're afraid of remembering Allah? Whose name are you saying? Allah's name, subhanallah. Who are you praising? Allah. Allah. So say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Say loudly, now the life is coming to gathering. I say Subhanallah, people are a little bit sort of not energetic here. They get afraid quickly. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has stated, Allah has given a condition, not dhikr that you are counting. Kathiran dhikr, Allah says, kathiran. What's the meaning of kathira dhikr, my friends? Unlimited. No limit, no count, no upper count. Isn't it? So for example, if you get a letter, you'll get this unlimited. Here, for example, now if you'll get this much, you got 50 minutes or 100 minutes or 70 messages, etc. You say, no, I don't want this package. But when you have unlimited minutes, why unlimited? And you say, yeah, enjoy yourself, call Pakistan, call your friends, and this much communication, as much as you want. So Allah Ta'ala says the same. I also want you to do unlimited dhikr, my friends. So Allah Ta'ala says that I also want you call so many times using the phone, unlimited. Allah says, your dhikr with me should be unlimited. How? Allah says, read the Quran. أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ الْأَقْيَامَ وَقُعُودَ Allah says, do so much dhikr that my and your link should be, if you're stood, you're doing my dhikr. Allah says, fine. If you're sat down, you should do my dhikr. Okay, fine. If you're lying down sleeping, you should be doing my dhikr. How should we lie down? Allah says, you have to do my dhikr while he's lying down sleeping because you're my servant. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now, Mawlana Sahib, what should we do? We can do dhikr stood up. I and you can do it. Me and you. How can I do tasbih lying down sleeping? Now I'll tell you today. Shall I teach you the tasbih you can do while you're lying down? Will you do it? You have to do this action. Put your hands up if you're going to learn this dhikr. Put your hands up. The person whose hands up, I will teach him. Yes? So, put your hands up, Chacha. Why haven't you got your hand up? Put your hands up. MashaAllah. That's good. MashaAllah. He's the best person. He's he who puts his hands up the most. Allah knows his near intention. He will get the most faiz, most virtues and blessings. Put your hands up and do dhikr stood, do dhikr sat down, and when you're lying down sleeping, do my dhikr. Then I will say that you're doing dhikr and kathira. Subhanallah. The person who sleeps and does dhikr, my friends, then not a second of his night will be wasted, and nor of his day. He'll become such a dhakir that your hands are busy in your work and your heart is busy in dhikr of Allah. No, a second is ghafil. And subhanallah, this is what Allah Ta'ala wants and likes. If we have such a link, how much we will enjoy, subhanallah, going on tabligh, doing dhikr, reading Quran, doing dhikr, and you're speaking to somebody, doing dhikr, talking amongst people, doing dhikr, you're in the dunya, doing dhikr of Allah, and you're doing Allah, 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 wherever you are. Do you want to do this, my friends? Is it fine? MashaAllah, subhanallah. So this is dhikr kathir. And what's the second condition here? Yusabbihu. Allah Ta'ala says, bukratan wa asila. So you say, subhanallah. I have to do dhikr in the morning and the evening. There's another point now coming from this verse. First Allah says, do dhikr and kathira. And then Allah says, here Allah Ta'ala is saying that you have to do, this is about Jannah. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about paradise. Allah Ta'ala's standard is the standard of Jannah. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, not the morning and the evening related to the sun. The meaning of this is that istiqamat, every day steadfast, not the sunrise and the sunset. We're not talking about that. Allah says, be consistent and steadfast. Allah Ta'ala says, in the morning and in the evening, be steadfast daily. Don't leave the action. Make a true promise. So two conditions here. When you do these two conditions, then guarantee comes from Allah that you'll get all of these rewards, subhanAllah. Such a reward you'll get. Allah has given the guarantee that such an individual who does this dhikr that I will explain to you now and teach and prescribe, whoever does this dhikr and he is steadfast on this dhikr, then for that individual such a big guarantee that people will be upset and he will be walking into paradise smiling and laughing, whereas people on that day will be upset and distressed. So now let's come to the point, to the real action, and I would like to implement now the operation. I've come here to teach dhikr and to give the ijazah to do dhikr, okay? So dhikr, what's this called? This is called dhikr and kathira. This is called qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. In other words, that this will continue all the time. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the remembrance of mine. It occurs from the depth of the heart. Allah Ta'ala has made the heart for this reason, to remember Allah. Do your kidneys move and beat to the name of Allah? No. There's one organ in the body that's beating. There's one piece of flesh, which is your heart, your qalb. When your qalb is pure, then you will become pure. That's why Allah Ta'ala says that the connection between me and you is so great and powerful that when you recite my name, then you're close to me. But when you leave my name, then you are deceased. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a heart in reality to remember Him. To remember Him. When this heart beats, Ismi Adam, Allah, 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 the Quran says, the heart says. And Allah Ta'ala says, we've taught the heart many other things nowadays, but the real lesson we should have taught the heart is to recite the name of Allah. So this is called qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. What do we call this? Dhikr of the heart. Silent dhikr. easy dhikr, without tasbih dhikr, without speaking dhikr. You can do dhikr when you're sleeping and when you're awake, wherever you are, left and right, everywhere you can do dhikr of Allah, eating, drinking, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Because your heart, you cannot close your heart, can you? Can you close your heart? Can you stop your heart? No, if you're sleeping, the heart is beating. Yes, the heart will come out of your control, rather it will start to do the dhikr of Allah automatically and it will carry out its own actions. But you have to start it. Give it a bit of a push and a kickstart. You know, turn the key and it will start. I'll tell you the method, I'll give the ijazah, but this is my speciality. My speciality, somebody is an alim, will tell you ilm, hadith, muhadith will tell you about hadith, and me, I'm a darvish. I am a person who does dhikr and I'll teach you dhikr and how to remember Allah. When you go to the butcher, what do you get? Meat. When you go to the jeweler, you get jewels. When you go to the wali Allah, you get Allah. That's it. So that's why I've come to teach you, that I was given this and I'm giving it to you. Just £5 I take for you. That's it. Nothing else. £5. Subhanallah. Isn't it? Yes. So put your hands up if you want to learn the dhikr. Subhanallah. That's good. MashaAllah. So let's say Bismillah. Okay. So this dhikr is called dhikr qalbi. Silent dhikr. You've understood this. Listen to the method of doing this. Then I'll explain. Has anyone got a tasbih? Has anybody got beads? Subhanallah. I will take this from you. This is a loan. Will be repaid in Jannah. So there are two methods of doing dhikr, my friends. Number one is that you don't have to do anything. Nothing. Totally silent. You close your eyes and you pay attention to your heart. This is the real action. Yes, you focus on your heart. Because the heart is spoiled, it's contaminated, you need to pay attention to it, don't do anything else. You pay attention to your heart and you silent your tongue. And with the tongue of the heart, not your physical tongue, with the tongue of the heart you pay attention to your heart and you think that every beat of the heart is saying Allah, Allah. And in your mind you say Allah, 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 Allah. That's the method. Okay? Like this. Every day you have to do this, every moment, every second, whenever you get an opportunity, you do this action. This is what will be dhikr. Inshallah, after a few days you will realize that when you wake up and your heart will be saying Allah, Allah, when you wake up. Subhanallah. Very great maqam you attain. And this is called the heart becoming alive. And our qabirin, the pious predecessors who did this action, dhikr, after long, many years of mujahidah effort, they got this status. But you're getting this free of charge right now. Because we are in this generation of fast moving. We are so close to qiyamah. That Allah Ta'ala wants to guide the whole ummah with His rahmah. Yani this qalbi dhikr. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, go to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. Hazrat Saharanpuri Rahmatullah. My Shaykh himself said Rahmatullah that 200 miles I would walk. 1 week it would take for me to reach. I didn't have food. And what did I travel to learn? I used to go to my Shaykh 200 miles to learn the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So they had value, qadr. I saw my Shaykh myself. Noor. He was the total encapsulation of noor and light and guidance. Because they made effort and manat. And Allah has given us today so easily that a man, the teacher is coming to you himself and he's begging you and pleading to you and saying welcome to you. I say to you, welcome, congratulations for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, please bring dhikr into your lives, please. And look how the generation has changed today. People, they used to go to ask for dhikr. And today the giver is coming to those who need it. But we still don't appreciate. So promise, do you promise you'll do dhikr? Yes. Very easy. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to have wudu. Still do dhikr. If you have no wudu, do dhikr. The total thawab will come. Be careful of one thing, one deception. The shaitan will attack you and try to influence you. Because he's here, everywhere. As soon as you leave, he will attack you. And he will inject waswasa into your ears, into your heart. When you're sat down like this, he'll come away straight away. What are you doing? Why are you doing dhikr? Thinking here, right, left, job, wife. And he'll deviate you. Don't give him towards your at all. Let him continue that way. The total benefit of Hazrat Tanwirim, they said, that if you feel like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to do it or not, whether you don't leave the dhikr of Allah, you'll get the total thawab of dhikr. Total thawab. And I'll give you the example of this all the time. Do you eat food? You eat, don't you? Then don't you get thoughts when you're eating? You do get thoughts. Then do you leave food? The food's getting in your stomach. It's still happening. So everything's being made. It's giving you the energy and the vitamins, etc. So food can give you the benefit even if you're thinking while you're eating. Then can Allah's dhikr not give you benefit even if you're thinking while you're doing dhikr? If you sat down, I want to sit down 10 minutes. Doesn't matter if I'm sweating and I'm thinking so much of other things. Inshallah, if you sit down, then shaitan, he's cunning and clever. But he doesn't like people who do dhikr. After a week, 2, 1 month, he'll run away. That, let me go find another customer client. Let me present other methods to make this person get lost and deviated. But if we make the friendship with shaitan, then he'll take us away. So do you understand that point? And there's another method, very good if you do it. Then very quickly your heart will start to be, give a tasbih, like this. And have a tasbih with a bigger bead, you can get them in Bradford. And there's a technical way of doing this tasbih that our sheikh, this has been taught in the Naqshbandi order of the teachers, that you take the tasbih with the big beads, and you pick the bead up like this, okay? And then you beat it down on the next bead, like this. Then you pick up the next bead, and this is called hit pick. So you hear like this. Yeah, this tasbih obviously is not suitable, but you get a very good sort of sound effect. Has anyone else got a tasbih? Yeah, so look at this tasbih here, and you can hear the effect. So this tasbih, Allah, 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 Allah. This will make the sound effect. So what do we need to do? If you're sat in marakabah silent first, focus on the heart, and then you will utilize the tasbih, and the sound of the tasbih will go into your heart. Every beat, every bead, you will hear the tasbih saying, Allah, 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 Allah. With this tariqah, with this method. This is the tariqah. You have to practice a little bit. Tariqah is the same. Hit, pick. Hit the bead down, pick the next one up. Hit the like this. Hit, pick. It will look like this. When you do this speed, when the tasbih is moving like this, then you can say, I'll do 10 tasbihs. Yani 1,000 times morning, afternoon, evening. You pick up the tasbih and start doing tasbih. When you do this tasbih, then after that, do maraqbah, silent dhikr. Focus on your heart, close your eyes, and your heart will say, Allah, 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 Allah. You'll see how your heart will then become alive to the dhikr of Allah. And this is the reward you will get that I've told you in the beginning. Do you understand what I'm saying? Inshallah. I would like to give permission to everyone to do this. Like all the individuals are sat in this gathering, you've got ijazah from me, because ijazah permission is necessary. This is great dhikr. And no problems, any issues you want to ask me, you can go on my website. You'll get the address of the website. Go on there and you can contact me directly. And inshallah, I will continue to guide you all the time about dhikr. Just about dhikr. Yes, only about what? That everything, you don't have to recite anything else. Everything is benefited by just saying Allah's one name. Allah Ta'ala has given us, we've got Quran, Allah's name, Salah, Allah's name, Hajj is Allah's name, everything. Allah Ta'ala's name, Subhanallah, Allah comes out. Yes, when you say Subhanallah, all kalimats. Allah Ta'ala's name is present. Allah's karam, mercy, that's such a great name. But look here, ulama will tell you this, that if you say Qadir Rahim, Allah's names, you do, don't you? When you say Allah, then the whole name of Allah comes into this. Allah's Isme Zat, Allah's Isme Adam, the greatest name is Allah. There's nothing to compare Rahim, Kareem, etc. These are the attributes. But if you say Allah, then all the effects, because this is such a Jalali dhikr. And people say that you have to have special permission for this. You will get enjoyment and taste from saying Allah's name. Okay? Such a great name, Allah Ta'ala says that I won't allow Qiyamah to come as long as there's a person saying Allah in the world. So much power he will have that Qiyamah, he will ward it off. He will prevent it. So great is the name of Allah. So powerful is the name of Allah. And I heard my sheikh say the same, that you just want to say Allah, that's it. And I said, do I all I have to say is Allah? And he smiled and said, yes, you just have to say Allah and then see what happens after that. So I had the same question. So inshallah, your question was very good. That's why everyone should do this dhikr. So I've cleared in this gathering the asal, the real genuine article. We say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, how long it takes, isn't it? We're going to Allah, 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 Allah. On saying one Allah, hundreds of thousands of rewards you've attained. And dhikr khafi, when you do dhikr silent in your heart, has Aisha, our amma, our mother, the mother of the Prophet, said the maqam of this is great. When a person will go on the day of judgment and be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the deeds will be presented to Allah, then the angels will present all the deeds that they wrote in the books. Allah will say, everything's been presented, is it? Allah, they'll say, yes Allah, that's all is amal. Allah says, is it everything? But you haven't given us, you haven't shown me one deed. They'll say, Allah, this is everything we saw and heard. Allah says, no, you've left out one deed. They'll say, Allah, you gave us the pen, this couldn't move without your permission. Every amal we saw and heard, we wrote. Allah says, no, this was such an amal that even you, O angels, could not see this deed. His amal was what? The one he remembered me in his heart, directly I would select that amal. Subhanallah. So imagine how great is this amal, this deed. Dhikr khafi, silent dhikr. Subhanallah. In the hadith is stated, 70 times greater. How many times greater? 70 times. You say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. But 70 times greater is saying this in your heart, the name of Allah. And further, once in one go, as I said, we sit down and think about Allah. In the hadith is stated that one go, one moment to do dhikr in this way is greater than 70 years of ibadah, of worship. Allah Ta'ala loves His name, my brothers. But we don't value Allah's name. We say, oh, it's okay, I don't need to do it, it's not important. But this is what happened. Nawaz Sharif, we say, Nawaz Sharif, oh, His name is so important. It's so great. Allah, just Allah. There's a reason for this, that our condition has become so bad in the world that we've left the dhikr of Allah. When we say Allah, we don't have regard to a dunya name. a worldly name, a person with a title, it will come overwhelm us. We say, Nasheef, where is he? Everyone will look around. Where is he? Is it? Allah's dhikr, oh, it's okay, leave dhikr of Allah. We don't need to do it. Subhanallah. Elections, elections. Allah Ta'ala, may He give us such love with His name and a connection that subhanallah, Allah's name comes. There was a pious elder, and he was sat down in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and it was severely cold, and there is cold in Makkah Medina, and it was severely cold. The people had blankets wrapped around them, and he was sat with a very thin qameez shirt, and he was sat there, and he was in maraqba, and somebody said, Hazrat, I'd be able to give you a blanket, a kambal. You're sat in the cold, and don't you feel cold and shivery? He said, no, don't bring a blanket, just please say once then Allah's name in front of me, subhanallah. And the pious elders said this. This happened. He said, what are you saying? He said, please just say Allah's name. He said, Allah. When he said Allah, from top to bottom, he started to sweat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mulana Rumi rahmatullahi stated that this, what a great name is Allah's name. That Allah, when I say your name once, from top to toe, I start to shiver and I melt. And there are people like this who spoke reality and haq and truth. Allah, your name is so sweet that I say your name once, then my whole body starts to sweat and melt and feel sweet. But this will come if we start practicing today. Inshallah, you will reach to this maqam. Inshallah. And we'll have appreciation for this. Everything is attained through effort. Effort. Now if we move, then make effort. Make effort, make action. One is determination and one is laziness. Laziness, if we are lazy, for example, doing dhikr, we become lazy. And then first we'll breathe 2-3 times. I had to go. Okay, when will be dhikr again? I don't want to go today. They'll breathe hard. I'll do dhikr next time. This is negligence, laziness. And one is, dhikr is today? Okay, I'll go right now. This is called determination, courage. When a person's lazy, shaitan grabs him. When you are determined, then Rahman grabs hold of you. Subhanallah. Opposites. Opposites. That's it. And this is the formula we need to remember. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. And now we'll do the dhikr of Allah. And I came up with this purpose and objective after today. Now, after today, start doing dhikr yourself. Always remain dhakir. This is the greatest action, the greatest ibadah. And especially those individuals, those people, all of us are the same. But people are like me who are close to the grave and old. For those people, it's so important. We have nothing else to do. In the hadith, it stated the action, the greatest, the best action to save, ward off the punishment of the grave is dhikr of Allah. I can't read Quran too much. I can't break up for the hajjud. I can't do nawafil. People say, oh, they speak so much. Don't worry. Don't have any worry. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great ibadah. Become maraqib. Remember Allah in the heart. Subhanallah. Remember Allah in the heart. And you will take a lot of rewards because Allah has prepared in this age when we become frail. It's hard for me to get the hajjud. You're forcing me. Totally not. When Allah Ta'ala has given ease in comparison, He's given us such a great ibadah. Then use that ibadah. Dhikr of Allah in the heart. Dhikr qalbi silent. Dhikr. Do it. It's better. And you will go further and above and higher than those people who are doing other ibadah. So brothers, this is a great thing, the dhikr of Allah. And the most easiest method I've told you, do the dhikr of Allah. And the rest, whatever you can do, do as much as you can. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Now we'll do dhikr for a little while. 6:30 is salah. Okay, so we'll do dhikr of Allah now. First and foremost, we'll recite some verses of the Quran for thawab. Then we'll do maraqaba, silent dhikr. The method I've told you already, okay? So recite Durood Sharif.